Prime Minister Dr. Ravgan Sabs has underscored the vital role of media in public life, particularly radio. He was speaking during an interview reflecting on the significance of communication in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. As the country joins global counterparts in observing UNESCO's Global Media and Information Literacy Week from the 24th to the 31st of October, an event that raises awareness and celebrates progress in media and information literacy worldwide, Dr. Gonzalez highlighted the continuing relevance of traditional media. He explained that radio remains one of the principal forms of communication in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, adding that while it has expanded and evolved with the rise of the internet, he asserted that radio must continue serving the public effectively and responsibly at the national level.
Generally speaking, but certainly in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, it is one of the principal forms of communication. For somebody like me, was born in 1946, and we didn't have a radio in Connery until 1959. Mr. Latham had one, and my father bought a Grundig, a box radio. And that's where everybody in the village used to gather to come and get the news. Of course, it has blossomed, and with the FM stations and all the rest of it, and broadcasting now on the internet and all the rest of it. It is a principal form of communication, and I don't know what we'll do without it.
Dr. Gonsalves emphasized the need for accurate information in today's digital age. He warned that in the era of social media, respecting the truth and practicing honest journalism is paramount.
Well, that is the important thing, especially so nowadays when you have so much fake news on social media and particular platforms. The radio stations, particularly those which are properly managed, have a respect for truth and honest journalism. Unfortunately, online publications, many of them run by one man or woman, more interested in salacious gossip, you know, and rumor and hearsay rather than proper facts. And if we don't respect truth in public policy and in the interrelations between people, you could undermine democracy, and you can make people very cynical. You can that way undo a lot of good work which has been done already in the world.
The Prime Minister called on media organizations to recognize the breadth of their influence, urging them to exercise their power responsibly and uphold the highest standards of journalism.
Be responsible, be truthful, be honest, check things, check your sources, make sure you have it right, because your influence is tremendous.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.